Yeah, is this FK?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's the Ghost Host Show. It's Sophia Temporelli. Thanks so much.
Hi, how you guys doing? How you doing, Sophie? Hold on, here's Glozell.
Oh, thanks.
This is
the Hello.
Hey.
Is it okay?
Oh, we all want to know.
I'm okay.
Is you okay?
Yes. Good, because I wanted to know. Yes.
Thanks so much.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
For me on my show.
Yeah,
so
thank you for having me.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, are you and SK planning on staying in California or when you both get married, or are you guys going to move somewhere else?
SK and I plan on staying in California. We love
it.
I'm not crazy
in California.
Yay! Yes, thank you.
Every state needs a Glozell, but most of all California.
I'm not so crazy in California. I kind of stick out in other places. But in California, people don't really notice too much.
You're so funny.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Thank you.
I wasn't sure if you were going to talk like, hello, Glozell. So I'm like, oh, she sounds cool.
Oh, a real ghost host,
thanks.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like, hello, you know, like weird or something.
No, I wouldn't do that with a guest like you.
Thanks.
So, how's your mom, Gloria? And also, how did she start becoming part of your videos?
Wow, good question. My mom is doing great. And how my mom became part of my videos is because I would do videos when I go visit her, and she would just jump in. She'll walk in the room like, what are you doing? And just jump in my videos. I tried to get her out my videos, and then I started just to plan her in the videos, but she never does what I ask her to do. She just does her own agenda, so what
she
can you do?
She's so adorable. Really, though. Like the Warhead Challenge where she's, like, trying to get it out your mouth.
She was trying to kill me. I'm like, what are you doing? And then she was eating all the candy. So, you know, good help is hard to find. You can never find somebody. Yeah, it's hard when it's your parent because she's not doing what I ask her to do. She's still the parent, so.
I also remember the Walmart dance where you were dancing in Walmart and she just came up and smacked you.
Yes. I mean, she keeps forgetting that I'm, like, older, you know. So she's like, don't do that dance. And she spanked me in Walmart. I'm like, what? That's crazy.
Also, I remember the Harlem Shake where she's just sitting there eating a bag of chips and she's dancing.
Yeah, she came to visit me in California, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do the Harlem Shake. So, you know, just feel the music, Mom, whatever. She didn't care. She was hungry. She was tired. She had gotten off the plane, and that's what she did through my whole video, just ate. I'm like, what? See, I can't make this stuff up. She's not, you know, she's not trainable. She just does what she want to do, so.
So can you tell everyone how you got your name, Glozell?
My name is Glozell. My birth name is Glozell. People ask me all the time. My father's name, Ozell, and my mother's name, Gloria, and they thought it would be great to name me Zell Glo. I was like, oh, goodness gracious. I'm glad that they decided to change it at the last minute to Glozell. Woo! Zell Glo, that is horrible. So that's how I got my name, Glozell. My father, Ozell, and my mother, Gloria. That's my real name. I didn't name myself. Yay!
Zell Glow?
That
doesn't sound right with green. I mean, Glozell
Zell
green
Glow Green.
Sounds great.
Yeah, Glozell sounds much better. So I'm very happy. But Zell Glow, no. Maybe
so,
I'll do a character where I'll have a Zell Glow, but
Yeah, we know your sister Dion Zell is an accomplished opera singer. Can you tell us what it was like growing up with someone with that kind of singing voice? Also, from some of your videos, I know you have a really good singing voice, too.
Wow, you really do your research. You're asking questions that nobody ever asks. Most people don't even know I have a sister. They don't even ask. So that is, wow.
I tried to
you are a professional.
You, so I read your Wikipedia like twice.
Wow. Yeah. My sister, who's named Dion Zell Green, so the Zell runs in the family, and She is very loud. That's what it's like living with an opera singer. We're both classically trained, but she was very serious in a more musical theater. She has a degree from Stetson in voice, and mine is from musical theater. I have a BFA in musical theater from the University of Florida. So I'm more silly. She's definitely serious, and that's our personalities also. And living with her is loud. It's like, all the time. All the time. So, yeah.
Hey, we have a question in the chat room for you, Glozell, from Sally Richards, and she's asking, do you know Shane Dawson?
Sally! Yes, I know Shane Dawson very well. What is cool about the YouTube community is that, you know, you end up doing videos with each other and you know each other for so long. So, yes, I know Shane Dawson very well. He doesn't live that far from me.
The small world
where
YouTube.
You were walking around in his backyard and then just walking
yeah.
into his house and sat on his lap.
Yes, yes. I also stalk my friends, so it's okay.
Well, that's great. I'm sure you're the perfect stalker. I'm sure they wouldn't want to be stalked by anyone else.
Yeah, they don't mind. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm surprised I haven't gotten in trouble, but it's all good. I stalked my YouTube friends. I stalked One Direction, of course. And,
yes.
Yeah,
that's what I do. That's what I do.
I remember that pin that Glozell on the One Direction poster.
Yes, my One Direction challenge. I have a lot of videos about them. And so they know who I am. They know I probably have a restraining order. I don't know.
Also, the first video I ever saw of yours was The Problem I Have with One Direction.
Oh, really? Yes, yes. Because they make me feel like a 14-year-old white girl. Yes.
Actually, I'm a 14-year-old white girl.
Yes, that's my spirit animal.
Close to home.
Yes.
So, Glozell, in graduating with a music theater degree, what instruments do you play?
Piano. I used to play the flute, but that kind of fell off, but I still play the piano. And that was my main interest in piano and voice.
Oh.
You should do a video of you playing piano.
I have a few, but not too many because I haven't figured out how to make it funny, so I just play. I played Little Things, all these Little Things by One Direction. I did that, and I did Adele song, a few, but I have over 1,000.
I love Somebody Like You when you do the translation.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. I'm doing a translation.
That's like my favorite video of yours.
Oh, I love that song. I heard it today. So I do have a translation on it, so I hope you watch it and crack up.
I did. Like, I watched it over and over again. And the first time I saw you, I just kept showing people. And then
you're so
I told
sweet.
My friends at school, and they're like, oh, yeah, Glozell. I know Glozell. That's so cool.
That's great.
And I know Jay Leno has been a long time, has been one of your favorite comedians. So much, you attended over 600 tapings of The Tonight Show to develop your comedian skills since 2003.
Yes.
Has the news of Jay Leno's upcoming departure saddened you?
Actually, no, because he was supposed to leave a few years back, and it was extended, so I was very happy about that. And I also like Jimmy Fallon, and I think this is a Jay Leno-approved thing, and it's great. And what I love about Jimmy Fallon is that he's very into the internet, so that's awesome that he's internet savvy and he does videos on YouTube, and I love that the worlds are crossing, you know, so it works both ways. And Jay Leno is not retiring from doing stand-up. He's going to still do comedy in Vegas and the Comedy Magic Shop that he performs at all the time, so I still get to see him. Yay!
Yeah.
That's good. I actually saw Jay Leno at a car show. My aunt and uncle, well, my Nina and Nino, took me to a car show once, and he brought his cars over, and I actually saw him there.
That's cool. He loves his car, so that's all he cares about. We get those cars, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
So.
He just, like, drove away in this, like, super nice, fast car, and I forget what car it was, but it was cool.
Yeah. Who knows? Those kind of strange cars he has.
Does Jay Leno remember seeing you in his studio audience?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, because I made it on the newspaper. I was interviewed on radio shows, and I've gotten a few pictures with him. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was
cool.
no secret that I was there
yeah.
for that long. No secret at all.
Can't hide you. Yeah, I was
in
there.
2011, actor Elijah Wood mentioned you in his video blog about meeting him personally on Jimmy Kimmel Live, which ultimately helped launch your series popularly. Sorry. Tell us about how it came about in the beginning of your YouTube series. Elijah Wood mentioned you in his video blog, meeting him personally on Jimmy Kimmel, which, tell us how that all came to be.
I really didn't hear the name you said. Who mentioned me on the blog?
Oh, Elijah Wood.
That helped so much. Okay, so I met Elijah Wood, right? I just watched the show that he was on. So I'm in this rural place coming from some event. We're in the middle of nowhere. There's only one restaurant, right? And here comes Elijah Wood. I'm like, no way. So before I left, I ended up, can I please take a picture? Then I did a video about it, not knowing he was going to be on Jimmy Kimmel, who watches me, and I love Jimmy Kimmel. And guess what? They're talking about me. I didn't know. I'm freaking out. So that was great. So hits went up. It's always so really nice. And he tweeted me. So it's nice when people of that stature, who you're very popular, everyone knows who they are, go on a show and mentions you. That helps so much because some people are like, I'll just keep everything to myself. I don't have to talk about her. So that was really nice, and I will always be appreciative of him and Jimmy Kimmel because he's played my videos quite some time. Yay! Thank you. That was
cool.
A good one.
Nice.
Also, can you tell us how you came up with your first video, My Push-Up Bra?
Oh, okay. That was the first one to go viral. But I was going to do, like, this ghetto soap opera on the internet. That's what I was going to do. And I was on my way to meet this guy named Peter at the park. And I was going to be Tracy, and he was Peter. But on the way there, there was an accident, and I was like, oh, no one's here, and let me tape it. And so I was like, okay, this is Tracy, I'm at the park, and I'm giving the streets, I'm on Kawanga at Lakerstown, it looked like there's some kind of fire. And then I kind of look in the mirror, and I'm like, what? I got on my cool light hair, and I just started taping, and I wasn't going to put it up because I'm like, this is crazy. It was so crazy. But then I didn't have a video to put up, and I was putting up videos every day. And I was like, I'll put that one up. And I put it up, and it was, like, the biggest one ever. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I liked how in the video you were yelling at the other cars.
Yeah, well, I was taping myself. I almost hit a car. So I'm like, you know, don't you see? You know, I'm trying to put on my lip balm. I was doing a lot in that video. It was crazy.
Too much. So with all of our paranormal field authors, team investigators, and individuals with evidential captures, what's the best tip you and SK would recommend to post on YouTube reaching with the optimal coverage for these items to go potentially viral, like your ghost hunting video?
Well, for me, it's usually when it's physical. You know, some people, it could be their voice singing, and the other people, it could be a game or something. But for me, my audience tends to, like, come here to get away from the troubles of the day, whether it's homework or parents or just jobs in general. So when it's light and funny and crazy, those are the ones that tend to go big on my channel. So everyone's kind of a little different, but they're expecting something wild and crazy. So when I look up on something like that, and it's like, whoa, she's really crazy. And it's usually something I don't even know is going to work, like the cinnamon challenge. I'm like, cinnamon, haven't we had cinnamon before? What is this going to do? That's nothing. If I knew it was going to have kill me, I would have used a ladle, but I didn't know. So there you go. People like
ever.
To see me. I'm
like,
I'm dying.
Video I watch.
I was dying. I'm like, okay.
That's
so
cinematic
that was,
gold.
You grab, like,
yeah.
a Brita bottle and just, like, start drinking out of it.
That was the worst thing to do because the cinnamon started to turn to, like, clay. It just caked up, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm really going to die. So So I was laughing and crying because I'm like, I really am joking, but this is so stupid. Way to go. But, oh, goodness gracious. I'm trying to play it cool because I know the table's running, but I was like, okay. It, 10 minutes come out my nose. This is a wrap. I'm dying right now.
Well, I want to see here, too. There's an 818 number. Oh, yeah, there's an 818 number in the caller queue. Is that SK 635?
Yeah, okay.
I'm not a psychic, but I just thought, well, maybe this 1818 number here is him. So, hey, SK.
Hey, John.
Hey,
SK.
Thanks so much for ranging everything, SK. But, yeah, I'll keep you right here on that.
He's saying thank you for, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Thank you for arranging everything. Yes, because I'm a mess. He's retired Air Force. So he is very organized together, and I am musical theater. Things, props are everywhere. I don't know where my shoes are. Like, where's my hair? You know, but so we're complete opposite. But it works.
I remember the video when SK walked in on you trying to do the Mentos and soda challenge with that thing you took from the dentist.
Oh, yeah, no.
He was just like, Lizelle, what are you doing? And he was like, nothing.
I try, you know, to do things when he's not here, but we're always together, him being retired, and I do videos. So it's like, okay, go to the grocery store. Let me try to do a video real quick, and then he walks in.
Oh, too, yeah, SK, if you have, like, an earbud maybe to put into the phone, because someone in the chat room is saying there's a bit of an echo. Sometimes it happens just with speakerphone.
Well, I'll turn it off the speaker.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, the other challenge that didn't work out too well was the chili pepper challenge where you were showing us vegetables.
Well, that was not my fault. That pepper looked like a cherry. That was not my fault. I was doing a nice little video about health and things that are healthy at the store. That was not my fault.
Ow.
It was camouflaged.
That was so funny.
And then I couldn't get anything to drink. So, that is the craziness of my life. There, you can find all that on GlowZell 1 on YouTube. So, woohoo.
Oh, my gosh. You make me laugh, like, every time. Just even thinking about your videos makes me laugh.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I hope you continue to watch, and I'm glad to be a part of your show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
What do you feel is the next and upcoming website or technology that will benefit the viral video world?
Well, let's see. I hope they come up with it soon because we have it's always cool when a new iPhone comes out or the iPad came out because then people can watch more videos in different ways. So I hope. No one was sadder than me when Steve.
My mom had her phone on speaker, and so I told her to turn it off.
I'm looking forward to whatever the new technology is because I'm really excited. So maybe I can come up with something. I don't know. But I like to see YouTube videos in the restaurants playing because they have television sets that show commercials or everything. So I'm thinking that we're going to branch off into new venues.
So what made actress Ariana Grande and Colleen Ballinger and you get involved into a paranormal investigation?
Both of them are crazy, okay? I'm like, what are you girls doing? And they're my friends, so I'm like, I got to protect them because I don't know what they're getting into, and I'm scared. So I got my holy water, and I got, like, a little hatchet. I didn't know what we're going to go to because we started off we were going to go to a graveyard, and then maybe we'll go to an abandoned building, and then we ended up going to someone's house, and then there's someone who had, like, this thing where you could talk. Oh, my goodness. When I heard that voice, it was over. I was like,
oh, Bill Chappell's Ovilus device. Yeah, it started throwing words out there, like stairs and upstairs and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, it was, like, the weirdest. I think because we were fun and lighthearted, that's what we attracted, you know, like, hey, horny, upstairs, ha-ha, funny, you know, we got, like, the strangest, it was saying the weirdest thing, so I think that's what we attracted, like, crazy, fun ghosts or clown ghosts or I don't know.
Yeah, no, those we've used those on the Queen Mary and at different like overnights on Alcatraz, and it'll say real case specific things. Bill Chappell, that invented the device, was telling us that he took a bunch of EVP electric voice phenomenons, and he gave a waveform. He put several little dots along a waveform where it could pick up and select certain tones. So like the name Peter came up in your case and different things, and it'll get that. And we've been on the Queen Mary where it said like soldiers and drowning and different things. And then you could be in another place in a church and it'll say pews and stars, and you'll look up and there'll be stars, you know, hand mosaicked in and things and real case specific things.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, they're trippy.
I've been on the Queen Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried their chicken wings?
Excuse me, what'd you say?
Have you tried their chicken wings? They have really good chicken wings.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Ask everyone that who's been on the Queen Mary.
Yeah, they got a good chef now on there.
No, I went there for a belly dancing. They rented out, and I was like, ooh, I bet it's haunted. But that's about as far as I can, you know, go, because I'm like,
very
I don't know
haunted.
Anything. Is it now?
We're going to go there soon for a barbecue cook-off, which should be pretty cool.
All right. Well, you guys, y'all enjoy your ghostly barbecue. Okay.
So, did the investigative couple ever research the possible identity of the ghost that they claim to inhabit their home?
Oh, no. No, I haven't heard anything else about who they think it is. They couldn't figure out. They thought maybe it was a child. So,
right.
I don't know, you know, or a couple of things. Something about the military. I think there was definitely more than one entity, however you say it, going on there. So
how much do you think that the hatchet/axe and the holy water work gun would have helped if the ghosts actually came? Like,
I don't know. I was prepared. That's all I know, that someone was going to get squirted on. That's all I could do.
Did you sense or feel anything when receiving the dowsing rod replies?
Oh, did I feel anything? No, but we later on, when we looked at the still pictures, there was like a big, I think they call them orbs, like exactly where those things were pointing. I'm like, what?
Ooh.
Yeah,
exactly where they were pointing.
Rods. They're pretty cool.
So I would do it again with people that, you know, that were fun like that, because, you know, that was cool.
Yeah,
it
the
was
more
scary.
People, the more protection, the better.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't want to go with strangers, but, you know, they're cool.
Yeah, that
was fun.
A really fun thing. So how did you meet Ariana Grande and Colleen Ballinger?
Well, funny thing is, Ariana, I was watching her on television, and she was watching me on the internet, and she already knew Colleen, and she had a birthday party, and I'm like, where did you see? So I ended up going to her birthday party last year, and we hit it off, and then I've been over to her house, we've been camping. We just do things. Everybody wants to laugh. So she worked so hard. So I end up just being like the crazy friend. So that's fun.
She was really great on Victorious, and I heard she's going to have a new show with Sam from iCarly.
Yes. It's called Sam and Cat, and I'm glad it's a new hit show coming on Nickelodeon, and I'm glad to have a little part on that. So, woohoo! Thanks to Ariana and Dan Warp, Jonas, Grande, Frankie Grande, all of them. They're really, really sweet.
Wow.
And Miss McCurdy, the nice young lady who plays Sam. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be, I can tell it's going to be a really great show, and I can't wait to watch it.
Yay! Maybe there'll be a ghost episode. Womp, womp, womp.
Oh, yeah.
So, when investigating the paranormal during the two-episode video, are there any precautions or hidden dangers that you were told by the field researchers in preparation to prepare?
Well, we did, like, I guess, a chant or like a prayer to make to ask whatever that might want attached to us, not attached to us, you know, and only positive, happy energies, you know, come forth, right, kind of a thing. So I felt good about that.
And so that they stay there too. They don't,
yeah, so they stay there. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, okay, all right, you stay right where you are. That's all good. So that worked out. Nothing happened strange afterwards, sort of thing.
Oh, that's good, because I know some people do have, like, the ghosts follow them home and stuff, and that's not really fun.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that, you know, just like certain races or things get a bad rep, I'm thinking ghosts get a bad rep, too. So I would think that there's a lot of friendly, happy ones, and, you know, hopefully one of those, if they have to follow you home, would be nice and fun kind of a thing. So I don't think they'll bother me.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are great, you know.
Yeah.
They're just like us. I mean, if
personalities.
Like, if you were a ghost, I mean, you'd probably be the best ghost. I mean, you'd be fun, and I'm sure you would do, like, ghost cinnamon challenges or something.
Yeah, exactly right. We'll have a good time, so.
So.
There you go.
What do you think of the most current technique of provoking utilized by paranormal investigators, or it's also called ghost baiting?
Well, it's not like the movie Ghostbusters where you, like, trap them in a thing. So I thought it was cool. I put the prongs, you know, that go back and forth, and so you know exactly where something is, where the energy is. So I like that. And I really like the voice box thing. Of course, you know the more technical words for it, but I really like when you can hear words, you're like, oh my gosh. So, that was cool and kind of scary at first. I'm like, ah! But it's nice to hear a voice.
Right.
I like those instruments.
Like, I prefer, like, the Obelisk or the ITC device better than the Frank's box, because it just channels through, like, different radio stations. It's really creepy because you see a bunch of, like, random noise, and then you'll see a word and then random noise. It's really creepy when you're in the dark.
Oh, no, I don't want to do it in the dark, definitely.
Fully lit out, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Every light on.
So if you ever do another paranormal investigation, what equipment would you like to use?
Well, I like to use my holy water. I'm still going to bring that in my hatchet, just in case. Just in case. But,
yeah.
I have my backup. Mm-hmm. It worked for me before, so. Yeah, nothing happened. See, it worked, nothing happened. So.
Yeah, it's true.
So there you go.
So,
why change it?
So what are some of your favorite paranormal shows, old or new today?
Oh, you know, I've watched them all, you know, paranormal, but not the movies that are scary, but the television shows, they're all right, you know. And then there's ones where there's a show where they feel like ghosts are attached to objects. Have you seen that one?
Where it's just about,
I've watched those too. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm still scared of watching with all lights on, but I am very intrigued, so I do watch those. That's one of the ones I like. Like, oh, yeah, he's attached to this gold tooth that washed up on the sea. I'm like, what?
Right.
It might have been a pirate. I'm like, what?
So have you ever seen the show Haunting?
Yes, I have. That was kind of scary.
Yeah, that's a pretty good show. I like that one.
Yeah, documentaries.
So,
documentary.
Do you have any favorite paranormal investigators, such as televised psychics, authors, parapsychologists, or even investigative researchers?
My favorite one is you. I didn't know they were so cute and little and pretty.
Oh,
you know, usually they're guys, and you're like, okay. But, wow, I think that's great that you're so young and you're into this. So,
thank you.
There you go.
You're my favorite.
That's a cool endorsement. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
So, what do you feel is the most haunted location in the world is, and why?
What is the most haunted location, or would I go to the most haunted location? Is that
What would you think would be?
I would think some place. is usually where, like, a lot of people have passed away at one time. Like, so I'm trying to think. Some kind of war zone somewhere where maybe a lot of people have been captured and tortured or something like that. So that wouldn't be fun. You know, I wouldn't want to be around. I don't want to be around tortured ghost fiends, but. So, yeah, that's probably really haunted. But maybe if there was, like, a happy haunting place, I don't know.
Right.
I guess there could be. I mean, you don't know.
I'm assuming that they're everywhere, so.
Right, and also, too, I mean, we had Bondage and Fukushima, a lot of newer things that, like, maybe there's residual energy just based on, you know, the natural disasters. But Mary, the person I co-authored a book for, he felt there were over 600 active ghosts there, but they were all positive because it was a luxury liner and it was a place when it was used during wartime where servicemen were, you know, defending their country. So there's, like you said, some positive elements sometimes, too.
Right, right. That's how I like to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially coming from a religious background, a lot of people are like, I'm just so scared. I'm like, well, you know, maybe they had a bad block because, you know, movies make things always so scary. But, you know, there was Casper. So I'm thinking there's some other people. There's some friendly ghosts. I like to think that way.
There's definitely, like, some Caspers. But I agree with you. I will not watch scary movies.
I don't care.
Most kids my age are just like, oh, yeah, I want to go see Mama. And it's just like, No. So, what does the term afterlife mean to you, and where do you think that place exists?
Where do I feel what place?
Afterlife.
Well, here's the thing. This is what's so interesting about paranormal activity, because with my faith, you're like, you die, there's heaven. That's it. But then there's some things that you just can't explain. There's got to be some energies or spirits or ghosts, however you want to call it, that just kind of didn't make it, or they're running around, or there's something that they're not finished with doing. Like, I have to believe that, because there's so many things have happened that I'm like, But, and then a lot of people are like, well, you know, your father's shining down and he can see what's going on. Well, isn't that a ghost? You know, like, if you feel like someone that you know has passed away and they can still see you, or they're so proud of you right now, man, what are you saying? So people are a little confused with ghosts and I guess it's whatever you feel comfortable. But anyway. I'm so far from probably the question,
So, what are some of the legends that you believe in, like Bigfoot or like the Loch Ness Monster, things like that?
I do watch the Bigfoot show. However, they never show them. I still like have hope that they're going to find some Sasquatch, but they have a show and they haven't had a picture with all the satellites and all the things that we can do. Seems like they would get a good shot of it, so it's kind of hard to believe in that one. But I do believe that people must have seen something to start them, you know, from leprechauns to the Loch Ness Monster, that something must have been there at one time, and maybe legend just kept them going. But I don't throw it all out.
Well, I know my dad said he saw a Bigfoot on a camping trip.
That is cool.
Well, it was in the dark, and it was something that was just ripping through the bushes and coming at a friend of mine and I, and it was just like, it was charging on 2 feet, not like a bear would come at you with, like, you know, on all fours. This was like, you know, running at us and just thrashing in the bushes and freaked, and we're in an area we shouldn't have been in, you know, several miles in. So, yeah, it was just one of, we got out of there before the sun came up, and later on you think in hindsight, oh, go back and look for footprints or hairs or something. We just got out of there in the dark and...
Well, that's why I don't go camping, you know? I don't have to worry about believing or not believing. Like, you live there, so I need to be at my house. There you go.
That's what backyards are for.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
But I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Yay! Hope to talk to you again soon. Take care.
Well, we hope to talk to you too. Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, you guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Yeah, again, that's Glozell Green. She's been coined the queen of YouTube with over 1 million subscribers and over 300 million shares and views worldwide, and sharing her paranormal experiences. And kind of, you know, from a perspective where we got, you know, we got all the experts within the field and everything. And, yeah, this is a Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli and LiveParanormal.com. Sophia, what do you think?
She's still amazing.
I know, she's totally cool. But that was cool because it was kind of an impromptu thing, and SK said, hey, let's work this out, get this scheduled and everything. So, yeah, we had a great show.
Seriously, though, if you do not know who Glozell is, please look her up. She is amazing. She is so nice, as you just heard on the show. I mean, you think for her meeting so many people that she wouldn't be so down-to-earth as she is, but she really is, and she's a really nice person, so go check her out on Glozell One on YouTube, and go like the official Glozell Green, the official fan page on Facebook.